Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 123 for Wednesday, November 9th, 2016. Apps for Foodies. This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by Tracker, a coin-sized tracking device that pairs with your smartphone and keeps you from losing your most valued possessions. Visit thetracker.com right now and enter promo code ARENA to receive a free Tracker Bravo with any purchase. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. Let's face it, with the election now over, we all need a big break. What better way to escape from the craziness than to throw ourselves into a food coma? Maybe that's not the best advice for everyone in the world, but it works for me. I've got a few foodie apps today that hopefully are going to help you become a better cook, and I even have one that's going to make boring menus at restaurants a bit more dynamic. Let's take a look at three foodie apps in this week's roundup. Here's an app created by foodies for foodies of all types, whether you know how to do it up in the kitchen or whether you're still learning the ropes, and it's called Kitchen Stories. We'll go ahead and start things off in the home screen here with a nice auto-rotating carousel up top to get you salivating, of course. Some items are full-blown recipes here. Other items are just tips and tricks that focus on a particular part of cooking. You might even find some shopping tips for hardware that'll make you better in the kitchen, make you more productive there. One thing that sets Kitchen Stories apart is its originally produced videos that illustrate firsthand how all of this delicious food is made. There are many videos here, actually, that show a quick, over-the-top, fast-forward type view that really makes it all seem very simple. So the videos will get you interested, and from there, you can scroll downward to get the difficulty rating, details on how long it's going to take you to cook that, bake, and also for that food to rest, because sometimes your food needs to chill out a little bit. Ingredients, including servings controls, if you need to change it up to change the portions, and then an easy add to shopping list feature for the trip to the store that you're probably going to take in order to get these components. Also, there's this converter option in line with the recipe to make swapping between things like milliliters to teaspoons to tablespoons just a bit easier to do on the fly. There are also wine notes if you need some easy pairings and full nutritional details listed there. And then, of course, the easy walkthrough step by step. When you make a recipe, feel free to rate it so that others know it's actually worth their time and worth the time that it takes to whip it into shape and make it tasting really good. Kitchen Stories is really all about being shaped by original recipes that have been created by top name chefs and optimized for the app. Kitchen Stories offers up more than 500 well-crafted and original recipes, and the videos are professionally made. The app is completely free, so find it in the Play Store right now. You go to a restaurant and the server drops menus off the table and you open it up and you're presented with a wall of words. Some of the stuff on this menu you've never even heard of before. You want your eyes to do the ordering, so you can load up the app called Menu Snap. Maybe the whole scenario will be a bit easier for you to manage here. Menu Snap attempts to take that menu and make it more visual for you. First, I tap the floating action button down below, and I can either pick a menu from my gallery if I've pulled it off of a site, let's say. Sometimes they post those there. Or I can use the camera on my phone to snap a picture of the menu that's in front of me. I'll go ahead and line up the menu just right with the camera and then tap to snap and accept my image. And after a few seconds of data crunching behind the scenes, Menu Snap now pulls that menu with the food items tappable. Tapping an item pulls it up below with a little button to search if I like what I see. This fires off a web search and offers up its best guess as to what this item is in the form of a big hero image to make you salivate. Swiping shows me other images that match that item. And of course, I can tap into the source for that image and I might discover a good recipe in the process. You never know. I will admit, I did have some mixed results with Menu Snap. On some items, there was enough context within the menu for the search to work perfectly. On others, the search is just too vague. Or if a menu abbreviates parts, that's going to throw it off too. But when it works, it's actually really cool to see that item in full color, and that may sway you to take a chance on something new. Whether your food looks like the dish in the picture, that's another question altogether. Find Menu Snap in the Play Store now. Recipe apps are a dime a dozen, but most of them are ideal for, let's say, the seasoned chef. Those of you who might not be as skilled in the kitchen might benefit more from an app like Side Chef. Right away, you get a nice endlessly scrolling home screen with image after image of delicious looking meals that you can make all by yourself. Don't worry, Side Chef will help you along the way. That's what it's all about. Tap into a recipe, and that'll kick the process off. Now you can scroll down first to see what this recipe actually entails with the ingredients listed along with a way to increase portion sizing if you need to adjust that to your choosing. And then you can email that list to yourself, and that's going to help you out when you take a trip to the store. And below all that, there's actually a preview of each step in the recipe on your way to making that dish. But when it's time to cook, that's when you want to go ahead and tap Start Cooking. Now, each of those steps is kicked off in full screen mode with text-to-speech reading the instructions to you along the way. Once you complete a certain task, you just tap the check mark on the screen and move on to the next step, and it repeats the process. Pictures show what you need to do at that point in case you're a visual learner, so that's kind of nice. You can tap the screen at any time, and that'll pull up a rundown of the ingredients and measurements for each. You can also turn on voice control. This allows you to operate the cooking mode by saying next out loud, so you can keep your hands covered in batter or whatever you're making and still navigate through the recipes. From the main screen, there's search that has access to more than 3,000 recipes, including limiting that search by ingredient or by dish type, among other things. And you can always add your own recipes once you become so pro that you got to share your craft with the world. Oh, and this is really cool. Here's a shopping list section where you can pick recipes per day and instantly assign those ingredients to your list for your next trip to the store. Side Chef is the culinary art school you never went to, sort of, but better than that, it's free. Find it in the Play Store right now. Now that your stomach is full of information that will soon make it full of delicious food, or so we hope, it's time to thank the sponsor of today's episode, and that is Tracker. We're all used to losing our possessions. Newsweek reports the average American wastes 55 minutes a day looking for things they own but can't find. Tracker is going to help you there. It makes losing things a thing of the past, and I'll tell you how to get one for free. The Tracker Bravo locates misplaced keys, wallets, computers, backpacks, bicycles, even pets in seconds. The coin-sized device is constructed with anodized aluminum for the thinnest, most durable tracking. You can easily attach it to your items with a key loop or adhesive, however you want to do it. Tracker is enabled by Bluetooth LE, so the battery lasts up to one full year. You can add a laser engraved message to each Tracker Bravo. You can put things on there like return information or pet information if it's on a collar. You can now personalize your tracker with a custom printed image. Anything you want, just throw it on the tracker. It gets printed on there and it's super customized. Pair Tracker to your iOS or Android device and find its precise location with a tap of a single button. It's really that easy. Your phone can track up to 10 devices at one time. And you can customize two-way separation alerts so you're notified before you leave your item behind. If you happen to lose your phone, all you got to do is press the button on Tracker, and your phone's going to ring even if you left it on silent. With over 3.5 million devices shipped, Tracker has the largest crowd GPS network in the world, so your lost item's going to show up on a map even if it's miles away. And if you happen to lose your item, the Tracker app records its last known location on a map, and then another Tracker user, let's say they come within 100-foot range of your item, you're going to get a GPS update of where your item is actually located. Go to thetracker.com and never lose your possessions again. Plus, just for our audience, if you enter promo code ARENA, don't forget to do that, you're going to get a free Tracker Bravo with your order. That's thetracker.com, promo code ARENA, to get your free Tracker Bravo today. All right, coming up next, a huge update to Google's app that's made for vehicles. It's this week's big app. Up until now, if you wanted to run Google's Android-flavored app for cars, anyways, you had to have a head unit or a vehicle with Android Auto support baked in, and that's pretty limiting. Google finally pushed out a much-desired update to Android Auto that lets you enjoy most of the benefits right on that phone screen that you already have. Let's take a look. Right when you launch Android Auto, a few things are apparent. First, everything is supersized. This is the home screen that shows the most important things you'll need while driving. If I happen to be playing music, for example, those player controls are right up top with easy targets for my big fat fingers. Below that are destinations pulled in from Google Now. There's also weather information, and other pieces of pertinent info can appear over time. I can tap a destination that's in that list, and that's going to kick right in navigation to that point without having to fumble around inside the Maps app. Down below are my section controls, again, with large touch points. Tapping the nav button, for example, kicks right into driving mode with a live stream of where I happen to be with no destination set. The phone mode allows me to dial someone from my favorites with a single tap, or I can tap the keypad button to dial outside of those options. And the music player allows me to switch between supported apps to play music or podcasts. In the case of Pocket Casts, just as an example, I can swipe left and I'll see some more controls like speed of playback adjustment, or I can tap the side menu for the various sections inside the Pocket Casts app, all enlarged and easy on the eyes, ready to use while I'm driving. Android Auto is all about streamlining things to remove complications. Another key point resides inside the settings. You can set an auto reply message for any messages or calls that come through while driving. You won't actually see those, and they'll get this message instead. You can connect the app to the Bluetooth inside your car, so the minute your phone connects, Android Auto will launch. And maybe disable Wi-Fi when the app is launched to save on battery, since you probably aren't using Wi-Fi while you're driving. Android Auto is missing some app support at the moment, like Waze, for example, but improvements are imminent, according to Google. Find it in the Play Store for free. So honestly, when Google first unveiled Android Auto a while back, I wondered why they didn't just launch with this ability right out of the gate, considering that the potential user base would be extraordinary compared to just those head units. Everyone drives with their phone. Most people want to curb their use or make it safer while driving. This new update makes that much more possible to do with improvements like OK Google commands coming very soon. Send me your favorite apps and categories to arena@twit.tv. You can also post those to the subreddit, androidapparena.reddit.com. Show plays live every Wednesday around 5 p.m. Pacific, following tech news today at twit.tv/live, and the new episodes always appear later that evening in the feeds and on the show page at twit.tv/arena. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I will see you next week in the Arena.